This is Omar Mosni with UN News. With the UN imploring those fighting in Syria's civil war and the countries backing them to prevent a bloodbath in the last rebel-held enclave of Idlib, the World Food Program, WFP, is doing all it can to help civilians cope in the event of an offensive. A major pro-government offensive has not yet begun, but Marwa Awad, spokesperson for WFP in Syria, told Nabil Al-Midani from UN News' Arabic service what they were doing to safeguard families in the line of fire.
WFP has put in place a plan to support up to 1 million people for the coming few months should there be any mass displacement. This kind of assistance will be provided through the northern border with Turkey, through our cross-border operations, as well as from inside Syria. We have food stocks that are pre-positioned and ready in our warehouses waiting in any event of conflict or mass displacement, then we'd be able to provide the support.
What assistance does WFP provide now in Idlib?
So since 2014, with the Security Council resolution allowing for cross-border operations to take place to areas that were not reachable from inside Syria, the World Food Program began to deliver food assistance on a monthly basis. And we call this regular food assistance of monthly food rations for a family of five. And now we're reaching 600,000 people per month inside Idlib and northern Hama, as well as rural Aleppo.
Do you have staff inside Idlib, and how aid is being distributed at the moment?
So WFP, when it comes to cross-border, we don't have WFP staff on the ground. However, we work closely with our, what we call cooperating partners or local NGOs that we vet and make sure that they're able to carry out the distributions of our food. So our food is delivered by truck across the border from Turkey into Syria. And then our local NGOs on the ground take that food to the different warehouses that they have inside these areas and they distribute. And then, of course, we follow them and we monitor and track these distributions and feedback from the beneficiaries all through our partners on the ground.
So the security situation impacts your work inside Idlib. You don't have access to Idlib, right?
Well, actually, no, we do. We still have access to Idlib. We're still delivering to the majority of our caseload of 600,000 people. However, in the past week, there was, because of the bombardment on the southern part, northern Hama and rural and the south of Idlib, as a result of that, there was a disruption in our distribution. And this disruption is still ongoing, and it's affecting around 13,000 people still within that region, that northern Hama and southern Idlib. Mm-hmm. The majority of the people who were displaced over the past 10 or 12 days have gone up to the north, where they are now sheltering, have taken shelter in the camp, and we are delivering emergency food assistance to them.
You meet people on the ground. What do they tell you about their need and situation?
So for Idlib, that's one of the questions that we ask our partners. You know, what kind of feedback are they getting? And we did hear through our partners some stories of people who had to leave on a very short notice. They just, you know, it became apparent that there was bombardment, and so they quickly ran, left everything behind, and are now in the camp in northern Idlib. And something simple like a box of canned food or a hot meal really makes a difference for them and goes a long way, because they've left everything behind. They have no belongings, no assets. And to be able to have something to keep their bodies warm it means a lot to them at this stage. And a lot of them want to go back home. No one really wants to be displaced.